what is known as nocturnal emission, or in Arabic it's called al-ihtilam, and normal English they would call it wet dreams. We know that it is one of two scenarios. The first scenario is when a person sees in his dream, and he remembers it after he wakes up, that he had sexual intercourse, and that he or she ejaculated in that intercourse. And when he or she wakes up, remembers the dream clearly, but when they go to the bathroom and they look in their underwear, for example, they do not see any discharge. In this case, there is no ghusl, there is no, neither mandatory nor recommended, because nothing happened. The second scenario is if someone wakes up not remembering anything, he finds discharge that is semen. Men's semen is known, women's semen is yellow and very thin, it's not as thick as men's. This is the description of the Prophet ﷺ. A woman's semen is yellowish, light color, and it's a discharge in quantities, and it is not thick or heavy. So if a person sees this, he has to perform ghusl, even if he does not remember seeing anything in his dreams. And Allah knows that.